Hello, everybody. This is your Alabama Mammy coming to you live from right here in behind the airport. And this is the first time that I have checked in with a rant. But this is about a Facebook post that I saw. It was the local news channel had posted it up about a 16-year-old boy that actually had he is suing the DMV because he was not allowed to take his driver's license photo while wearing makeup. Okay, the guy is gay, okay? He likes to cross dress or whatever you want to call it. This is not a gay thing, okay? This is, I want to make that clear. This has nothing to do with gay rights. Let me just put it on out there as a disclaimer. This is about American rights. This is about freedom. Where is our freedom going? It's going down the drain. The 16-year-old boy dresses every day as a female. His hair is long, he wears female clothes, makeup, and everything else, and the DMV says that he would be misrepresenting, that they would be misrepresenting his ID if they allowed him to take his photo for his driver's license dressed as a girl. What good would it be for him to take off his makeup, change clothes, and look like a guy if that's not what he's going to look like every day? Do they not want the ID to represent and give a, you know, a correct visual of what that person looks like on a daily basis? I mean, I know that nobody's, you know, driver's license looks just like them on a daily basis because, you know, I've had bad poses on driver's license. But that's basically what I look like. They could tell if they looked at the picture on the on my driver's license and looked at me, they could tell for sure that that was me, whether my hair was a little bit longer, different color, whatever. But they could tell by the picture. All right, if they're wanting him to look like a male, when it's obvious, I mean, I'm going to put up a picture with this post to show you what this boy looks like on a daily basis, and they want him to look like a male. I mean, they could have that he's a male on as his gender on there, but if he's going to dress as a female, why not let the boy have his driver's license the way he wants it? I mean, he lives a gay life. I don't care whether he's gay or not. I don't care if he abstains from sex for the rest of his life. I don't care what his sexual preference is. I don't care what color his skin is. The point is, it is our American right, our freedom, to be able to express ourselves. And, I mean, there, what law is it says you can't dress this way, you can't dress that way? I mean, there's rules in school that you can't, you know, wear your skirts too high or your shorts. You know, you got to be covered. But, you know, what law is it against him dressing the way he wants to? That's just like me. If I went up there and they thought I had too much makeup on, what if I had a nose ring and lip piercings and tongue rings and all these big piercings that everybody, what if they made you take off all that? You know, what if they say, you got too much makeup on? I don't like the clothes that you got on. You know, you're trying to dress way too ritzy and you're just a plain Jane person that don't have no damn money, so you need to go change clothes. It would be the same thing. That's my point. This is ridiculous. The government is really trying way too hard to control every single aspect of our life. As if we don't have enough to worry about in this world, besides how somebody's dressing for their pulled over their driver's license. I mean, we've got wars going on. We've got people starving to death. We've got people that's homeless. We've got all these problems. We got trillions of dollars in debt. And they going to worry about some penny-ante stupid shit like this? I mean, this is fucking ridiculous. I'm mad. And it's not, like I said, it has nothing to do with gay rights. It's American rights. It's our freedom. That's what this country was based on, was built on. The foundation of it was freedom. Let freedom ring. And here they go. They're going to be taking our rights away from us and telling us we don't have the right to dress. Because, you know, like, me, myself, I'm female, but I wear a lot of male clothes because they fit me better. I'm a BBW, and, I like to be comfortable. And, if I go up there and I've got on a man's shirt and they're going to tell me, no, you got to go home and put on a female shirt, I'd be pissed off. I don't give a damn who I'm fucking. You know, for real, it shouldn't matter. And I know that they're going to exploit this and they're going to make this, oh, gay rights and all this. That's not my point at all. I don't care who the person is sleeping with. It is his American freedom to dress and express himself the way he wants. And if he looks like a girl, so be it. And that's the way his driver's license should be. Because, okay, what if a police officer pulls him over? And here they've got this picture. What he looks like as a male, and they're looking at him and they're like, okay, this ain't you. You know, you got somebody else's driver's license. I mean, he could possibly be took to jail for possible identity theft until they got there and fingerprinted him and all that, you know, saying that he was trying to use somebody else's driver's license. You know, I mean, it could be a really big problem for him if his driver's license photo doesn't represent and look like what he looks like on a daily basis. Now, it'd be different if he was dressed in a Halloween costume and a mask, and that was a one-time thing he was going to be dressed that way, but the boy dresses this way every single day. He goes to school that way. You know, I mean, that's his expression. He feels like he's a female, and, you know, by George, he ought to be able to take his damn driver's license photo as a female, you know. That's it. Point blank. What the hell's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Slowly and surely, all being taken away. Little by little. Just shit like this goes to show you. America is not the land of the free anymore. This is your Alabama Mammy. I'll see y'all later.